You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is implementing what it's calling the Restoring Internet Freedom Order. FCC Chair Ajit Pai calls the order a repeal of, quote, unnecessary and harmful internet regulations, end quote. Others call it a repeal of internet neutrality protections. The FCC is repealing the rules implemented by the Obama administration in 2015. The vote was along party lines, with three Republicans voting for the repeal, the two Democrats voting against it. One of the Republicans is Brendan Carr, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I read the FCC member statements, including yours, for repealing net neutrality, and there was a lot of emphasis about how net neutrality was holding back potential investment to more services. I got the idea, though, that restoring internet freedom was more about the freedom for internet service providers than freedom for people who use the internet. What is the FCC doing to ensure the users of the internet are not going to get gouged with surcharges and tariffs for the exact same services they get now?
Protections are remaining in place. So if an ISP did attempt to block a website or enter into some agreement to anti-competitively discriminate in favor of some content or another content, speeding it up, slowing it down, those things are now going to be violations of Federal Trade Commission law, and the Federal Trade Commission can step in and stop them. So the protections that people expect and understand when we talk about net neutrality principles are going to continue to be there. And in fact, we aren't changing the law at all with respect to the legality of, say, bundled internet offerings or the ability of an ISP to charge more or less for something. The law is not changing with that respect with this particular repeal that we did.
Let's talk about the FTC and its protections, because FTC commissioner told Wired that it only has the authority to pursue individual businesses for unfair and anti-competitive actions. It can't issue industry-wide rules, such as a ban on blocking unlawful content. And in many cases, the agency might be unable to use antitrust laws against broadband providers that give preferential treatment to their own content or that of other partners. So is it really going to be protected by the FTC?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the commissioner that you're referencing was in the minority and so obviously disagreed with some of the decisions that have been made. But no, the Federal Trade Commission actually does have rulemaking authority. They can engage in rulemaking in this space. Second of all, if an ISP, an internet provider, were to engage in any conduct, and if the FTC steps in and stops that, then that becomes the law of the land, and it's binding then against all similarly situated ISPs. So it won't be a game of whack-a-mole where you have to individually find and take action. Consumers are going to be protected across the board on this.
So let me ask you just point blank, who's going to keep an eye on internet providers to make sure consumers don't end up getting charged more money for, well, for instance, when I'm streaming Netflix? Will Netflix charge me more so they have the access so my Netflix doesn't stop in the middle of the video? What happens here?
Yeah, I mean, look, consumers want better, faster, cheaper broadband. They don't want their rates going up or to have to charge more. And a couple points on that. One, the 2015 Title II regime actually did not impose any restrictions on that conduct in terms of rate regulation. So by repealing that 2015 decision, we aren't changing the law at all with respect to that. So consumers aren't going to see a difference in that respect. But second of all, if we do see conduct that starts to move in that direction, the Federal Trade Commission, which again is our nation's premier consumer protection agency, these are the experts at identifying consumer harm and addressing it, are now the cop on the beat. In 2015, with that Title II regulation, as I indicated, they were stripped of their jurisdiction to take any action against ISPs. So now consumers have the protection and the backing of the Federal Trade Commission.
A number of states, I think 20 states, have filed suit trying to stop the repeal of net neutrality. A CNN Money article reports that that in the order, this new order, the FCC asserts authority to prevent states from pursuing laws inconsistent with net neutrality repeal. Why is that necessary?
So we made a federal decision about the classification of broadband, and just a natural operation of federal law means if there's a state that acts inconsistent with it, it's preempted. That's the same point that the commission made in their 2015 decision. But from my perspective, I don't think there's a lot of controversy about the specific rules themselves. So look, if Congress, for instance, wants to step in and adopt a standalone net neutrality bill, no blocking, no throttling, no broken promises, I support that action as well. Again, the controversy is not the rules themselves. It was about that Title II framework that the FCC used to try to get to that result of the rules.
Well, there were millions of people who tried to get a hold of the FCC to disagree with you. What did you think of that response?
I thought it was wonderful. Look, I think people are engaged on this issue. It's an important issue, and people are passionate about it. They should be participating. They should be telling us what their views on it. And we took all those views into account in our decision-making. And consumers going forward are going to be protected. Again, this isn't some sort of radical new experiment. We're going back to the same regime that applied during the first 6 years of the Obama administration, this Title I approach to the Internet. And consumers are going to continue to be protected. And in fact, what we're expecting based on our record is we're going to see more broadband deployment and more investment. That's going to give more choices, more competition to consumers, and that's ultimately going to be a great thing for them.
So I know there's a lot of concern about access to the Internet in rural areas. There's also a lot of concern about access to broadband in small towns and even some suburban areas. So who's actually going to benefit the most from this rule change?
I think consumers are going to benefit the most. I was in Michigan a couple weeks ago, small town Moline, Michigan, farming community. I think a lot of places like that are going to benefit from this. What we were seeing is that the largest broadband providers in the country, the AT&Ts and the Verizons, look, they've got armies of regulatory lawyers that could work through that Title II statutory regime. But there's thousands of smaller mom-and-pop providers. Those are the ones that are out there serving rural America, and they were the ones telling us they didn't have the army of regulatory lawyers to figure out this Title II regime and all the filing and other regulatory requirements. So by eliminating Title II and going back to Title I, that lowers the barriers to entry, and so we're going to see more competition to Verizon, more competition to Comcast, and I'm excited about that.
And who's going to be hurt by this rule? There's always winners and losers.
Yeah, I don't know. So look, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the concern about this decision is about fear that something radically different is going to happen with the consumer experience on the Internet. That's simply not the case. I just remind people to think back to that 2015 and the prior 20 years. Consumers were protected. Small businesses grew from garage-based offerings to worldwide behemoths. This is the environment. It's not an experiment that we know is going to fully protect consumers. And it's going to protect businesses as well. So I think it just is fixing a two-year detour, a two-year experiment with heavy-handed regulation that wasn't working.
Brendan Carr is the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission at the FCC. He voted to repeal net neutrality, and that is implemented this week. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.